RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. PDIP official approves incumbent Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama to run as an independent candidate. Indonesia expected to become car production hub. Now the news in detail. Deputy Secretary General of Indonesian Democratic Party Obstagel PDIP Enrico Sutarduga affirmed that his party has no objections if incumbent Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama decided to run as an independent candidate in the 2017 Jakarta gubernatorial election. Enrico also said that he would not mind if Governor Basuki prefers to take his subordinate Heri Budi Hartono as Jakarta Vice Governor candidate. PDIP hasn't decided to hold a meeting to face Jakarta gubernatorial election, Enrico added, according PDIP hasn't started carrying out registration and selection process for the prospective Jakarta governor candidate, citing that regional election committee has yet to start the process of Jakarta gubernatorial election. However, PDIP Central Executive Board will instruct the party's lower-level executive committees to start the selection and registration process. Despite certain leading automotive industry decision to close down factories in Indonesia, the country's automotive prospect seems bright and it may even become an ASEAN car production hub in the future. However, Ipsos Business Consulting Company still sees bright future prospects. It said Indonesia still has the opportunity to become an automotive production hub for ASEAN region and gradually replace Thailand as a car production base. Indonesian Industry Minister Saleh Hussein shared the same optimism. He said more recently that Indonesian automotive industry is increasingly witnessing good growth, as evident in the increasing investment by automotive factories. Minister Saleh Hussein appreciated other automotive industries seriously about investing in Indonesia by opening new factories, either from assembling or manufacturing spare parts. Indonesia Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning keeps carrying out efforts to provide a legal certainty for street vendors by issuing building use permit. Minister Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning Perry Mursidan Baldan affirmed that the program, which is carried out in cooperation with regional governments, will provide building use permit for street vendors who open their businesses in areas specifically designated by the local government. Administrative regulation states that the certificate for street vendors will be valid for a certain period, for example 5 years. During the period, Minister Perry explained, business premises of street vendors must not be disturbed by any party. In addition, the certificate could also be used as a collateral to apply for loans. He asserted that his ministry has established cooperation with a number of state-owned enterprises and regional development banks to support the provision of business loans for street vendors. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Border Security Task Force in the region Indonesian Malaysian Battalion Unit 144 Jaya Yuda foiled an attempt to smuggle 2 kg methamphetamine at Karangan Hall, Sangau Regency West Kalimantan on Wednesday. Head of the Information Public of Information Center of Indonesia Military, Colonel Siberlin, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the arrest was started by the examination of cross-border lines in front of a checkpoint by a soldier of Regional Military Command to Sriwijaya Colonel Siberlin. He added that the command of the Border Security Task Force commanded Indonesia-Malaysian Battalion Unit 144 Jaya Yuda increased their vigilance to anticipate the activities of drug trafficking and hazardous materials that entered the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. LBP Enterprise analyst Luki Bayu Purnomo viewed that an increase in Indonesian foreign exchange reserve by 2.34% or around $104.5 billion US in February 2016 was not significant. He explained that the foreign exchange reserves were generated from the difference of foreign sales. He also stated that an increase in foreign exchange reserve from imports will not change anything. Luki suggests that Indonesia should improve its export and turn the sale into foreign exchange reserves. He added that the government must reduce imports and boost exports. Luki also pointed out that the increase in foreign exchange reserves would not have impact on growth. He reasons that rupiah and interest rate are key factors to the growth. Indonesian government aims to settle several contentious issues and complete negotiation with mining companies by the end of this year. So the company's contract of work comply with 2009 mining law. This was stated by Director General for Minerals and Coal at the Energy and Mineral Resource Ministry, Bambang Gatot Ariyono. He said that the government would take top measures to ensure the miners meeting the target. He also added that his office had informed mining companies holding the contract of work and expected them to be cooperative. If amendment the contract of work fails to meet the deadline, Bambang Puder said that the government may carry out legal measures. Amendments are highly necessary as the contracts were signed under an outdated law by previous administration that ruled when the country lacked the capacity to manage its own natural resources and relies on foreign investors. The last item, Indonesian men's double badminton pair Angga Pratama, Ricky Karanda Suwardi conquered Taiwanese pairs Lee Sen Mu, Sai Chin Xing in the first round of All England Tournament 2016 in Birmingham, England on Wednesday. Angga Ricky won over Lee Sai in the game for 37 minutes with the score 24-22, 21-13 in the Premier Super Series tournament. As quoted by Antara in the next round, Angga Ricky are waiting for the opponent among Japanese double men's doubles Hiroyuki Endo Kinichi Hayakawa and German men's doubles Matt Lampus Marvin Emil Sidal. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled 1 year ahead of the regional election in Jakarta. The atmosphere of regional elections start being felt in the capital city of Indonesia, Jakarta. A number of individuals have already expressed readiness to race in the regional election of Jakarta. Although the pit stage of the election to be held next year, discussion about regional election has already colored both local and national media, including social media and some chats in the coffee shops. With the number of problems in Paris Fields, it is worth that the demand to someone who is going to be Jakarta governor is very urgent. He or she must be able to manage and mobilize all available resources to ensure the visibility of Jakarta as the center of government, education, economy, and trade. In addition, the high population growth clearly requires more extensive services. Moreover, as the country's capital, Jakarta should be a good modeling for the governance of other regional governments. So, whoever to be the governor will certainly have to be ready to carry out his duties. More interestingly, the life of democracy in Indonesia has opened the opportunity for every citizen to become the regional head. This is met with the available rules in the regional election law that allows the submission of prospective regional head through independent channels or individuals. Thus, the responsibility of screening prospective leaders no longer depends on the hands of political parties. The people as individuals can be part of a number of people according to the previous apply. As you said, the provisions apply and provide support for the pairs of the prospective regional head. This means that voters had been very decisive before beginning stages of the elections. With a wide range of options and filtering, this is expected to elect the best leader. Such democracy is expected to be applied in Jakarta. Democracy should be seen not only limited respect for the election of majority of the voting rights. The truth may only belong to minority. Thus, for the majority truly represents for the best. Political education, based on noble values of the nation, should be a serious concern in Indonesia. The election to be held in Jakarta next year becomes a right momentum to test to what extent the success of political education is in community. More recently, there has been sentiment of ethnic background, religion and race, and class, which cannot be campaigned to boost the number of voters. Now the prospective figure will decide. The voters have to keep in mind how not to be deceived with the manipulated track records of the prospective leaders who are about to participate in the next election. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today's in History. We begin with an event which occurred on March 10, 1950, when monetary policy, cutting off by Sharifuddin, began to be applied in Indonesia. The monetary policy cutting off by Sharifuddin is monetary one decided by Sharifuddin Prawin Wiranegara, Minister of Finance in Hatta's Cabinet II, which began to be applied on March 10, 1950. According to the policy, red money or nika money and money of the Javanese bank from the denomination of 5 rupiah was cut off to be 2. The left cutting was still valid as legal payment tool with a value of half from the original value until 9 of August 1950 at around 6 p.m. local time. The right one was invalid, but it could be changed with a state obligation with a half from the original value and will be paid 40 years later with interest 3% a year. The policy of Sharifuddin was also valid for bank deposit. The denomination under 2.50 was not sharing, and so was the money of Republic of Indonesia, ORI. The policy was made to handle economic situation in Indonesia, which at the time was collapsed due to debt piled, high inflation and soar price. With controversial policy, Sharifuddin aimed to smash once, but to be able to smooth some targets and reimbursement currency, which were assortment with new currency, reduce the amount of money in circulation, to curb inflation and to lower prices of goods, and to fill government coffers with compulsory loan, which the amount of which was expected to reach $5.5 billion. The next event was in 1977 when Palapa A2 satellite belonging to Indonesia was launched from Kennedy Space Center, the United States. Palapa A2 was a communication satellite belonging to Indonesia and operated by Telecommunication Public Company. Palapa A2 was launched on March 10, 1977 by Delta 2914 rocket and has operated in orbit 77 BT since March 11, 2000. As you say, 1977. Palapa A program was begun when the government of Indonesia gave 2 separate contracts on Boeing satellite system. In the past, it was known with the name U.S. Space and Communication Corporation for the United States to provide 2 satellites, Palapa A1 and A2, main control station for the second satellite and 9H station. Construction of 10 stations were finished within 17 months. Separate contract was built totally 30 Earth station to be operated by the company. Nenot Palapa was chosen by President Suharto in July 1975. Palapa A2 satellite was added backup and ready to be operated when Palapa A1 failed or market demand could not be accommodated anymore by Palapa A1. The last event was in 1945 when Tokyo was bombed in World War II. The bombing of Tokyo, often referred to as a series of 5 bombing raids, was conducted as part of the air raid on Japan by the United States Army Air Force during the Pacific Campaign of World War II. The USA first mounted a small-scale raid on Tokyo in April 1942. Strategic bombing and urban area bombing began in 1945 after the long-range B-29 Super Fortress Bomber entered service, was deployed from China and thereafter the Mariana Islands. B-29 raids from those islands began on 17 November 1944 and lasted until 15 August 1945, the day Japan capitulated. The operation meeting house, a raid of 9 until 10 March of 1945, was later estimated to be the single most destructive bombing raid in history. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, it's nice to be with you here again in our regular program, Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia pays a serious attention to ASEAN Economic Community. To face ASEAN Economic Community AC 2016, Indonesia is paying serious attention to the initiative to develop small and medium enterprises finance, SMEs. Director General of International Trade Negotiation at the Minister of Trade, Bahrul Khairi, said that Indonesia is initiating the development of small and medium enterprises SMEs, in particular access to financing, the registration process and utilizing the Free Trade Agreement FTA through the development of Pathfinder website. As reported by Republika Online, Bahrul Khairi said that besides promoting the priority issues, his ministry also pays attention to the acceleration of the process of business registration and development of ecotourism strategy. Meanwhile, special staff of the Minister of Trade on Priority Sector Policy Support of Global Trade, Iman Panbagio, as quoted by Republika Online, said another thing that concerns Indonesia is associated with the increased trade and investment in the region. Iman feels that the development level of implementation of ASEAN Economic Community AEC has also become one of the efforts that must be made to face the ASEAN Economic Community sustainably. In addition, there is a great opportunity of many European countries to look for a new business possibilities, business cooperation and potential investment, especially after the unification of regional markets in ASEAN Economic Community AEC. In regard to this, Director General of Export Development at the Minister of Trade, Nus Nusilia Isat, told Antara that Indonesia's special attraction for foreign investor to develop its business in Indonesia because open market in ASEAN as the ASEAN Economic Community and ASEAN Free Trade makes countries in Europe and America compete and expand their businesses in Southeast Asian market, including Slovenia. Meanwhile, Chairman of Provincial Advisory Council Sri Adiningsi, as quoted by Antara, said that since the start of the 2016 ASEAN Economic Community, there had been huge market changes in Indonesia. Because currently there is no limit in the entry process of flow of goods. She said that the world economy is now more open and ASEAN Economic Community has created a great opportunity for Indonesia to grow. But competition is tighter. She also said that within over the last 20 until 30 years, the economic limit flow rates of goods had been removed to increase the flow of trade among states, aiming to improve prosperity and address inequality, and employment is evenly distributed. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Thursday, March 10, 2016. We start from Kompas in its headline, Indonesia celebrates solar eclipse. The solar eclipse occurred throughout Indonesia on Wednesday. Some regions can witness the total solar eclipse, however some other parts only saw the partial solar eclipse. Yesterday, the festivity and community's enthusiasm showed that the eclipse is no longer frightening, but become a mass festivity. Curious of people on the eclipse, which lasted at once the sunrise, makes people preparing themselves since early morning. Unfortunately, there were some regions cannot enjoy the natural phenomenon clearly due to cloudy and rain. Not only the people, but also researchers from foreign countries feel disappointment.
Media Indonesia in its headline writes about the path of constitutional independence. The decision of Basuki Cahayapurnama Ahok to run again as Jakarta governor through an independent path at the Jakarta Regional Heads election 2017 was viewed as an effort to lowering the role of political party. This was conveyed by the Speaker of Jakarta Regional House, Prasetyo Edi Marsudi. Prasetyo, who also Secretary of PDIP Central Board, added, "The filing of regional head candidates by using independent paths is a form of depolitization that harm the political party, not only PDIP, even the whole parties." Tempo in its headline writes about euphoria of solar eclipse in many towns of Indonesia. The solar eclipse blanketed partly Indonesia was greeted with people's euphoria on Wednesday, March 9th. The total solar eclipse covering 12 provinces in Indonesia, one of them is Ternate, North Maluku. Thousands of community got together at Falajawa Beach. While watching the solar eclipse, most people also held kusuf, or special prayer, for the natural rare event. That was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Deputy Secretary General of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, Enrico Sutarduga, affirmed that his party has no objections if incumbent Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama decided to run as an independent candidate in the 2017 Jakarta gubernatorial election. Despite certain leading automotive industries' decision to close down factories in Indonesia, the country's automotive prospect seems bright and it may even become an ASEAN car production hub in the future. Indonesia Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning keeps carrying out efforts to provide legal certainty for street vendors by issuing building use permit. Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning Ferry Mursidan Baldan affirmed that the program, which is carried out in cooperation with regional governments, will provide building use permit for street vendors who open their businesses in areas specifically designated by the local government. Border Security Task Force in the region Indonesia-Malaysian Battalion Unit 144 Jaya Yuda foiled an attempt to smuggle 2 kg methamphetamine at Karangan Holt, Sanggau Regency, West Kalimantan on Wednesday. LBP Enterprise analyst Luki Bayu Purnomo views that an increase in Indonesian foreign exchange reserve by 2.34% or around $104.5 billion in February 2016 was not significant. He explained that the foreign exchange reserves were generated from the difference of foreign sales. Indonesian government aims to settle several contentious issues and complete negotiation with mining companies by the end of this year, so the company's contract would comply with the 2009 mining law. Indonesian men's doubles badminton pair Angga Pratama, Ricky Karanda Suwardi conquered Taiwanese pairs Lee Sen Mu, Sai Chin Sing in the first round of All England Tournament 2016 in Birmingham, England on Wednesday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit West Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, located close to the capital, Jakarta, only about 2 to 3 hours of travel, make Bandung, capital of West Java, as one of the favorite holiday destinations of Jakarta residents. Moreover, Bandung is offering a complete travel package, such as culinary, natural, and artificial tourism objects. Bandung has been known with natural tourism objects. You can choose the attractions which ones you like. For those who like a waterfall tourism object, we recommend you to visit the Cimahi Waterfall. Listener, Curug Cimahi or Cimahi Waterfall is located in the Perum Perhutani in West Bandung Regency. In Sundanese, the language of the local people of West Java, Cimahi means enough water. The waterfall, which is sourced from Situ Lembang, always exists, even though in the dry season. The waterfall is located about 19 kilometers from downtown Bandung. The road to get there is pretty good, although it must pass through uphill and downhill. Along the way, you will pass through the expanse of vegetable gardens belonging to residents stretches on the right side of the road. Once arriving at the location, you are required to pay entrance ticket of 15,000 rupiah per person, and you had to go down more than 500 stairs to the waterfall. Less than 5 minutes, you will arrive and be amazed at the beauty of the 72 meters high waterfall. Cimahi Waterfall, surrounded by cliffs and green trees, of course, it makes cool air surrounding it. Arriving there, you can enjoy the freshness of the water by going into a pool, which is available there. You can capture the beauty of the Cimahi Waterfall with a picture. The waterfall site, it is also available high tower for those who want to linger staring at the Cimahi Waterfall. If you are lucky, you can see a rainbow around the waterfall at 1 until 3 p.m. Reflection of sunlight by water produces a spectrum of beautiful colors. Listeners, not only during the day, but also in the evening, you can enjoy the beauty of the two-level Curug Cimahi, or Cimahi Waterfall. In 2014, the manager installing LED, or light-emitting diode, lamp behind the waterfall. LED lights emit three colors, red, blue, and white. The transition between color produces a variety of color combinations, so the waterfall is more beautiful at night. With the light of LED since 2014, Curug Cimahi Waterfall is visited by a great number of foreign tourists, such as from Malaysia, Singapore, and the Middle East. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Curug Cimahi or Cimahi Waterfall. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information. Hello, VOI listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Miscellany with me, Rahma. Today's edition presents you the beauty of peacock fur. Speaking of peacock, you must know how beautiful its fur is when it is spent. Fur with bright colors and circle motif attracts anyone who sees it. But have you thought how peacock fur can be that beautiful? If you see it closer, or you may have taken one single of peacock fur, it consists of tens or even hundreds of soft fur, which is hardly colorless. Uniquely, if we see it from a distance, the soft fur looks colorful like a rainbow. Strangely, the color of the fur looks shiny, unlike other animals. According to scientists from China, peacock fur has complicated mechanism from the tiny hair, which functions to filter and reflect light with various kinds of wavelength. That's why various kinds of colors are seen through humans' eyes. Bright colors of peacock fur are not produced by coloring molecules or pigment, which is usually found in animals' fur. They are influenced by two-dimensional structure with tiny measure looking like microcrystal. The microcrystal is strongly attached to every single peacock fur. It is hundreds of times thinner than a single of human's hair. It is arranged in piles in microhair. Through optic study and calculation, scientists conducted research on space between thin stems or the crystals. The size and the shape of space in the crystal arrangement are revealed to cause light reflected inferentially with various corners with a very small difference and create various colors constructively so that it forms certain patterns like eyes. Most of peacock fur colors are formed based on structural coloring. Peacock fur turns out to be a unique structure arranged mechanically so that it creates amazing natural beauty. Well, VOI listener, that ends today's miscellany on Behind the Beauty of Peacock Fur. Thank you for listening. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Listener, in today's edition, we'll present an Indonesian female pop singer. Acha, who is also an actress besides a singer, was born in Jakarta on September 1, 1989. She began her career in the entertainment world as a cover girl in 2004. Her name skyrocketed through a film, Heart, together with Nirina Zubir and Irwansyah in 2006. Not only playing movies, Acha also became a singer in the film's theme song, a duet with Irwansyah. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled My Heart. Happy listening.
Mm-hmm. biasa bersama menjalani kasih sayang. Bahagia ku denganmu.
Pernahkah kau menguntai hari paling indah? Kukir nama kita berdua di sini surga kita. Bila kita mencintai yang lain, mungkinkah hati ini akan tegar?
Sebisa mungkin tak akan pernah sayangku akan hilang.
If you love somebody, could it be this wrong? I will fight and win, our love will conquer all. Wouldn't risk my love even just one night. Our love will stay in my heart, my
berdua di sini surga kita.
Bila kita mencintai yang lain, mungkinkah hati ini akan tegar? Sebisa mungkin tak akan pernah sayangku akan hilang.
The song My Heart tells about the story of two lovers who are in love and do not want to lose. The song was awarded a double platinum for original soundtrack in 2006. Not only in Indonesia, Acha Septriasa also popular in neighboring country, Malaysia. Even the songs that she brought, such as My Heart, Sampai Menutup Mata, and many other songs, had took the top list in many radio stations in Malaysia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Ada Cinta by Acha featuring Irwansa.
Sebab ku tak mampu terdengar bisikmu.
Listener, like the title, the song tells about the story of their feelings of love. But the feeling is sometimes not easy to describe. The lyrics were written by using poetic words. The song is very appropriate to be performed in a duet by Acha and Irwansa. Acha, whose real name, Jelita Septriasa Minangkabau Pladi, has ever won a number of awards as the best actress in 2008, thanks to the brilliant acting in the film Love. In addition, Acha has also been nominated for Best Female of Main Character in the 2007 Indonesian Film Festival. Well, listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sampai Menutup Mata and Berdua Lebih Baik by Acha Septriasa. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Detik demi detikku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.